surely you won't die. Then he took some truth that was really true and said, if you eat this, this will give you the knowledge of good and evil. That was actually true. Then he'll take truth and he'll twist it. Then he'll make sin look appealing. You know what? She looked at it and it was appealing to the eyes and to make one wise. And then he lies to her about the consequences. Nothing's going to happen bad. And you know that MO has not changed? That really MO, he's crafty. And he tells me and he tells you, you know, unless you have a lot of stuff, you'll never be happy. You'll never be happy. The key to happiness is just turn on the TV and watch every commercial. If you want that beautiful blonde to jump in your car, you got to have that kind of car. Or you got to drink that kind of beer. Or you know what? You got to have this kind of face. And have you noticed the reality shows here in America now? I mean, the makeovers, the plastic surgeries, we're reframing and remodeling people's houses. And then, you know, okay, we're trading places. And then we went from that to trading mates, and now we're actually trading bodies, and people kind of come in this way and out that. What's behind that lie? Who you are and how you're made as you are doesn't measure up. What you have doesn't measure up. If you want to be significant, if you want to be lovable, if you want to be accepted, if you want to be secure, if you want to be a someone, if you want to be happy, you need, and then you fill in the blank, and it's a lie. It's a lie. And we're buying it. We can go to church on Sunday morning, read the Bible in the morning, pray a few prayers, and let the media infiltrate our thinking to the point that we raise our kids just about the same way the world raises their kids. We handle our money just about the same way the world handles their money. We talk and live and act and are honest about the same way the world. Why? We're deceived. But by the way, when this is happening, when you're deceived, it's not like you're going around going, hey, I'm a deceived Christian. I'm a deceived Christian. I don't really know what's going on. I'm getting suckered every day in every way. When you're deceived, you're deceived. You're absolutely convinced you're doing the right thing for the right reason with the right motive and you're pleasing to God. I mean, Eve didn't take a bite of that apple going, boy, this is going to be bad news. She took a bite thinking, this is going to be the best thing I ever get. And I got news for you. I think the first bite of whatever fruit it was tasted great. God made it. I think it tasted wonderful. And then, bang. I put down a few lies that I thought we tend to believe. Take care of yourself first and foremost. Nobody else will. Right? That's the American way. It's not in your notes. Just lean back, okay? This is not the time to say, hey, I need to write.